This is JIS News. Coming up, Silent Hill residents get new basic school and sports complex, water supply system in Spalding, Clarendon to be upgraded, and more schools complying with textbook guidelines. The news in detail after this message.
Hey, Rose! You're depend on a big cleanup.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you, and then you can help me.
Alright, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pour little cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
Now the news. Residents of Silent Hill and surrounding communities in Clarendon are to benefit from a newly renovated early childhood institution and multipurpose sports complex. The facility was officially opened by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller Wednesday. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the upgraded facility will contribute to the development of sports as well as educational advancement of residents in the community.
By increasing access to education for our children and improving the standard of educational facilities, we are making a significant investment in the future of our nation. That is why I am pleased to declare open this improved basic school for the 66 children now enrolled and the three teachers who have dedicated their lives to the education of the little ones. This project will benefit the young people and all the people of this community and key stakeholders in the community.
$25.7 million was spent to upgrade the building with financing from the Chase Fund and Sports Development Foundation. The upgraded structure includes three large classrooms, a kitchen, sanitary facilities, sick bay, staff room, and a principal's office. The water supply system in the Spalding division in Clarendon is to be upgraded. Councillor for the division, Trevor Gordon, says a $15 million contract is to be signed in short order, after which work will begin. Communities to benefit from the upgrade are Silent Hill, Top Alston and Moravia.
We are waiting to remove the old pipes and put in pipes so residents of Silent Hill and the surrounding communities can have water.
Mr. Gordon was speaking in an interview with JIS News following the opening of the Walders Run Early Childhood Institution and Multipurpose Sports Complex in Silent Hill, Clarendon, Wednesday. He says the complex will help tremendously with the development of sport in the division. 1,200 teachers across the public secondary school system have been issued with tablet computers ahead of the rollout of the pilot Tablets in Schools project come September. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the distribution started in July following the signing of contracts valued at $800 million with four technology solutions companies to provide the tablets along with a range of supplies.
The anticipated benefits won't happen overnight. And we want to analyze this project for the first year because the end of which we believe we'll be in a position to recommend that there be an all-island rollout of the tablets in school. At that time, there will have to be some cost sharing associated with it.
The one-year pilot of the Tablets in Schools project will be implemented in 38 educational institutions island-wide, comprising 13 primary, 6 all-age and junior high, and 11 high schools, 6 infant departments, one teacher's college and one special education institution. And the Ministry of Education is reporting increased compliance from schools regarding its recently instituted textbook guidelines. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says over 80% of schools are now complying with the guidelines. This is up from the approximately 60% reported a few weeks ago.
There are some that we still had to correct. We had to review some that were brought in by parents, and we had to call in school administrators and address them accordingly, and we are seeing compliance.
Earlier this year, schools were advised that all supplementary textbook lists were to be approved by the ministry before being distributed to parents. The ministry also issued cost guidelines outlining that the total cost of books for grades 1 to 6 should not exceed $5,000 and $12,000 from grades 7 to 9. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.